This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. 3 from the same spot. for Braylon Gordon here. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick Sharoo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordon here. Star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Ruchi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Ruchi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lawley in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lawley in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. It is the opening night for us of D4 boys sectional play here on the campus of PHS. And we've got in game one what should be a good one. Up to the sectional finals, this contest here between Lehman Catholic and Newton might very well be the best game over the next several days. Even Steven matchup. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers come into the contest 14-8 on the year. Lehman 7-7 in the Three Rivers Conference. Newton 10-12 on the campaign. 6-5 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. These two clubs played a thriller early on in the campaign. It was tied 35-35 at the end of regulation. Lehman won it by a final score of 48-41 in OT. I think that lets you know alone how evenly matched these two teams are. Lehman Catholic did play the vaunted Troy Christian Club to 2-1 pointers during the regular season. Newton was routed by Troy Christian in its only meeting in a non-league game.
We got some decent size on the floor tonight, Chuck. Of course, Justin Chapman for Lehman, much more than decent. He is at 6'8". Harold Oburn, 6'3" for Newton. Max Newhouse, 6'4" for Newton. It's going to be interesting to see what Newton does defensively with Chapman. He's a monster in Division IV boys basketball.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure how do you defend him. I don't think a zone's the answer, because O'Leary at 6'3 will shoot over top of you all night long. They've got two outstanding basketball players, and you're talking about this maybe being a classic. I think possibly a Botkins win and a Lehman win tonight will make that a heck of a basketball game on whatever night that is, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I was talking to five-year head coach Pat Carlisle at Lehman about the fact that tonight's game here between these two clubs, and then the winner of tonight's game against Botkins would also be a very good one. Botkins beat Newton 61-46 during the regular season, did not play Lehman. But I think right here in this part of the bracket, Lehman Catholic, Newton, Botkins, Riverside, you've got a chance for a couple very, very good basketball games. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Lehman Catholic is getting 27 points a game between Justin Chapman and Donovan O'Leary. Newton is getting 29 points a game between Harold Oburn and Quinn Peters. Whichever's defense slows down the pair for the other club, the best probably will win this game. Could be a low-scoring tilt. The teams average just 8 to 9 points a quarter in that regular season matchup. So points could be at a premium, but those are the two high scores. Newton's defense will focus on Chapman and O'Leary. Lehman's defense will focus on Oburn and Peters. Key building components for both Newton and Lehman tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We've got fans filing in. I expect, Chuck, in another hour, once work is over, once everybody's career afternoon finishes, and they're on the road back home and have time to get a quick snack and head to Garber Gym here on the campus of Pickle High School, we'll probably have 800 to 1,000 in here in another hour or so. Yeah. Second game could be a very good ball game as well. Botkins Riverside. Botkins won that 61-46 in the regular season. Interesting to note, Botkins beat both Riverside and Newton for the very same score, 61-46 in the regular campaign.
Well, it's going to be a key tonight for our second game for Botkins to not overlook Riverside and get themselves prepared, because they got a date with Marucci if they can get there. So they need to take it one game at a time.
We'll return with more from here at the Garber Gym. The music is piping up. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, the home club on the scoreboard, wearing white, shooting around down to our left. The Newton Indians, the visiting team on the scoreboard, firing shots to our left. We'll return with more in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese
Casey Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultzy said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And thank you to a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We say hello to Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. And Mutual Federal, a division for First Bank Richmond, your financial partner serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Lehman Catholic and Newton in game one here tonight. Last night, the tournament opened. The D4 pick was sectional. And Rushi in a 5 o'clock game defeated Mississinewa Valley by a final score of 75-49. Lehman Catholic has won five of its last seven entering this game tonight. Newton's lost two in a row, has dropped four of its last six. In that context, these two teams heading in the wrong directions. Lehman, or I should say in opposite directions, do you put any stock
into that, Chuck, how these two clubs fared the last two, 3 weeks of the year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way you're playing at the end of the season is how you're going to play in the tournament. There's no way that you can just turn it on. That's what teams don't understand. Kids, they think that they can coast and then get ready to play the big games, and it doesn't work that way. So I think Lehman's got the advantage tonight, but they're going to have to handle the basketball. They can be a little shaky on the perimeter with their ball handling, but I think if they get it down in O'Leary, we talk about the big kid Chapman, but O'Leary is what makes this basketball team go. That kid can flat out shoot it.
Chuck, I'm looking at a couple of awesome statistics. Justin Chapman averaging 11.4 rebounds a game. Donovan O'Leary 6.8. That's almost 18 rebounds between them. How do you deal with that if you're Newton?
Well, at 6'3" and 6'4", it's not going to be easy, because when you look at the rest, you're at 5'10", 5'7", 5'6". They don't have the same size on the perimeter that Lehman's going to throw at them.
Guard play could be very key tonight. On the surface, that's not the strength of these two clubs. It's the taller players
right.
who generate most of the points. So I think turnovers could be a factor. Whichever club possesses the better floor game tonight might be a good indicator. It was a low, low scoring tilt first time around. We'll keep track of those floor miscues. A tough break for the Sydney girls last night. Speaking of floor errors and turnovers, Sydney had a bunch early in the game, Centerville a bunch late in the game. Centerville built the early lead, was up 14 midway third quarter. What a comeback by Jamal Foster's Sydney ladies last night against Centerville in a sectional final at Butler.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scully was a monster last night. She had a terrific second half. And when they got the lead in the first basket in overtime, I honestly thought they had turned the corner.
Yep.
I truly think they were a better basketball team than Centerville. But every year the MBL plays against the GWOC, they take some thumpings, and I think maybe mentally they were a little bit tougher than Sydney last night.
My memory, if it serves me correctly, the Yellow Jackets scored the first goal and the OT got the ball back and missed a short shot and fouled over the shoulder in the rebound.
Yep.
And then Centerville strung together a series of free throws to inch ahead in the overtime.
Well, that's why Grimm, she had 10. There were other people that outscored her. But she was 6-for-6 in the overtime and the fourth quarter from the free throw line. That's what won the basketball game for them.
Anna girls in Division III play for a sectional championship tomorrow night against Bethel. Will be interesting to follow the Lady Rockets tomorrow evening in that contest down at Northridge. Of course, we'll be online here at Garber Gym in Piqua for our game between Fort Loramie and Covington. We'll return with starting lineups opening tip when we come back. It is Lehman Catholic against Newton, our first night of coverage here at the Division IV Piqua Sectional Tournament on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Once again, Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Newton Indians have been introduced, opening five for the visiting red-clad Newton Club. Quinn Peters, 5'7", junior, starts out front. Hudson Montgomery, 5'10 senior in the opening five. Carson Tucker, a 5'10 junior, begins the ball game. Harold Oburn, 6'3 senior. And Max Newhouse, a 6'4" sophomore. It was little Quinn Peters who drilled Weymouth Catholic for 19 in the regular season match. He was high scorer for Newton in that game, which held Justin Chapman of Layman Catholic down to 9 in that Layman Catholic overtime victory in the first few weeks of the campaign, beating Newton 48-41 in OT. For Layman Catholic, Turner Lachey, 5'10 freshman at guard. He'll start out front with Daniel Carlisle, a 5'9 sophomore. Young backcourt for Layman. Of course, years experience under its belt here in 2022-23. Donovan O'Leary, 6'3 junior, 13 a game. De'Ron Pride, 6 foot sophomore at a wing. Justin Chapman, 14 a game, 6'8 senior in the post. Opening tip won by Layman, which is working the basketball to our left. Layman will go from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination.
Newton from left to right.
1-3-1 zone. The Indians start out against Lehman.
Lehman's trying to work the ball inside. Can't do it right now, Chuck. They're stymied. A little uncertain. Deron Pride's got the ball in the left corner. Cross-court skip pass to O'Leary. Back out high on the play to Lachey. Now to Carlisle. Carlisle on the right high point. Jettison's up a three. 24-footer, no good. And there's what Newton's got to deal with all night long. Justin Chapman, offensive rebound, and he is fouled while shooting.
It takes a lot of pressure off when you know if you miss the shot, you're probably going to get the offensive rebound.
Free throw by Chapman, no good, hard off the flange. 7:16 to go, opening quarter, played 44 seconds. Finally, Lehman Kaplan took a shot against the Newton zone. Free throw by Chapman, clangs off the rim again. Rebound smacked out of bounds in the corner, and getting a piece of it on the play for Newton appeared to be Carson Tucker. Yep. He spanked the ball over the in line. Lehman inbounding. Left baseline. Ball thrown into Chapman right in front. Four-footer is banked in. 2-0. Chapman makes up for the two blown free throws. And Lehman gets the lead. Here is Newton attacking down to a right. Quick three left corner by Peters. Off the back iron, no good. Follow shot in the lane by Oberon, missed. Another long rebound to Newton. Three-point basket by Quinn Peters. Just mentioned his name a moment ago. He had a hot streak in the regular season match against Lehman. And he puts Newton on top 3-2. How about that, Chuck? Couple offensive rebounds for Lehman, or I should say for Newton against Lehman, on that trip down the floor by the Indians.
Yep, got him 3 points out of it.
3-2 Newton, 6.5 to go opening quarter. Lehman's got the ball straight on, 40 feet out Lachey. Now Deron Pride. He and Devin will see action. Devin will come off the bench. Each a 6-foot sophomore. Baseline right, it's Chapman. Chapman is pinned. He is double-teamed. He stumbles a little bit and walks with the ball.
Yeah, he needs to get the ball, throw it back out, find O'Leary on the arc. He's a really good 3-point shooter.
6:19 to go here in the opening stanza, and Newton leads it by a score of 3-2. These clubs know each other well, not in the same leagues, but did meet early on in the regular season. Oh, my goodness, there's a strong drive to the rim by Oberon. He overshot it, though, had a good look. 8-footer, missed it, a little heavy on the jumper. He leaned in, couldn't get it to go. Then Lehman comes down the floor and throws it away. Steal in backcourt by Montgomery of Newton. Hudson Montgomery, 5'10 senior guard. 40 feet out, picked up by Deron Pride of Lehman. Into the left corner he goes. Now below the basket. Oh, swings a nice pass into the lane to Peters. And Peters, the guard, dropped down below the foul stripe, caught it, and sank a 10-footer.
I tell you what, that's a nice soft stroke right there.
When Newton looks offensively, Chuck, like the Indians know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're moving the ball really well.
Here's Lehman getting it inside to Chapman. Chapman twists and turns and rolls it over the rim, down through the cylinder. He's got it. It's 5-4. Newton by one over Lehman. Newton forecourt right with the ball. 30 feet out, it's Tucker. Tucker hangs on, swings it straight away to Peters. Peters picked up by Lachey. At the elbow on the left, it's Newhouse. Outside to Tucker, and Tucker buries a triple. Newton came into the gym here at Piqua shooting bullseyes.
Well, that's just really good ball movement that time. Inside out, got the guy set up on the arc.
Rotation for Newton offensively, superb. Here's Deron Pride in the right corner for Lehman. Flips it cross court to O'Leary. All the way in the other corner, he missed a three ball, and it was tipped away out of bounds, rolling over the inline, touch last by Newton. Lehman out 8-4, enters it on the arc to Pride. Pride has it stolen. Good swipe by Peters. One on two, shovels to a teammate. Layup by Montgomery is good. Lehman is reeling here at the start.
Yeah, boy.
Newton came to play. Indians are on the warpath. 10-4, Newton, midway through the first on scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metal working fluids, and more. And now Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. Here's Lehman attacking after the timeout, and a long three is hurled, and it's good! Wow, Lachey got a big basket for Lehman, which had fallen behind 10-4. It's now 10-7.
Well, again, really good ball movement that time.
Halfway through the opening quarter of this game. Here's a good drive down the right side of the paint by Auburn of Newton. Chapman comes over and swats it out of bounds. Strong defensive effort by Chapman. Auburn appeared to have a pretty good angle to the rim. And Chapman with a big time cram. Newton inbounds into the right corner. It's Peters. Peters gives it up, gets it back, shoots the three. It's online but short. Long rebound to the guard, Montgomery. Feeds Auburn out back. Line drive, triple, off to the right. Lehman's got the board. Here comes O'Leary to midcourt. Lehman down 10-7. 3.5 to go in the first. Deep right corner, Lachey. Beneath the rim to Duran Pride. Reverse nice. Layup. Kissed it in off the window. Oh, was that well done.
He's a strong kid.
10-9, Newton. 3:16 to go, opening quarter. Five straight points by the Cavaliers, who a moment ago were down 10-4. Auburn sets a screen for Montgomery. Deep left corner, Peters. He is trifecta way short. O'Leary pulls it out of the thin air. Feeds Chapman up the court. Chapman herky-jerky moving to the lane. Reach-in hooking foul on Newton as Chapman took it to the basket. Don't forget Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. But Chapman, who missed two free throws earlier, connects twice here. And Lehman is now rattled off. Seven in a row to lead 11-10. 2:49 to go, opening period. Montgomery on the arc for Newton. Tries to make a reverse backward pass to a teammate, Auburn. It's a poor one. Lehman steals. Pride bolts down the floor. No good. The follow is in by Lachey. Boy, he came crashing hard to the rim. Nice start for him. He's got two field goals for Lehman. Never give up on a fast break. The trailer cleaned it up that time. 13-10 in favor of Lehman, and Auburn on the offensive end for Newton plows right through a Lehman Catholic defender, and he's called for the charge.
Yeah, O'Leary set up well down there on the block, and he just ran right over top of him.
Whatever head coach Pat Carlisle of Lehman said to his troops during the timeout worked.
Quit turning the ball over, I think, probably what he said.
9 in a row for the Cavaliers, who lead it 13-4. Just over 2 to play here in the opening period. Deep right corner, Carlisle with the ball. Loops it cross court, errant throw, no one home, and Newton's got it. Minute 56 left in the first. Lehman up 3. Midcourt on the dribble for Newton is Montgomery to Peters. Montgomery, 30 feet out, goes foul line to Auburn. Auburn tracks his way down the left side of the lane. Shot blocked on the play off the backboard. Loose ball picked up by Newhouse of Newton. He goes right back up strong, and he's drilled on the arm. Good follow to the basket by Newhouse, 6'4 sophomore for the Indians, who've seen Lehman pump home 9 straight points.
The foul shot by Newhouse, the first of two, because he was clipped on the arm in the act of shooting, is no good. 13-10 Lehman after being down 10-4. Minute 40 to go, opening period. You can tell, Chuck, one of the men that Newton tries to spring free, taking it to the cup, is Auburn. He's averaging 15 a game, and Lehman has put a stop on him so far.
Well, you got 6'8 on you, so when you get to the rim, you still got a mountain to shoot over.
Well, Newhouse missed both free throws for Newton. Lehman's got the ball in the half court, kicked out by the Indians.
They weren't even close.
13-10, three-point lead for Lehman. Down to 84 seconds to go, opening quarter of play. O'Leary inbounds, out back on the plate of Turner Lachey, who's got two field goals. Ball looped across the top of the key. O'Leary to Lachey. Right corner, Pride. Pride sets and shoots. In and out, in and out. Won't go. Look at the strong rebound by Chapman. Oh, he's walloped from behind. He'll get two more free throws. Newton simply no answer for the big man in the post.
Well, some 6'4 and 6'8. 6'8 has the advantage.
Head coach Gavin Spindler in his sixth year at Newton. And uh-oh, the official just looked over at the Newton bench and whistled technical foul, gave the D sign.
Well, I'll tell you what, unless it was something horrible he said to him, there's no place for a technical foul at this point in the game.
Well, Chapman is at the stripe, shooting two, fouled in the act of shooting. And he clutched on each one of them. No good.
I hope they're not having him shoot the technical. I guess they are.
Well, he's right back at the stripe again. Technical foul shot, yes. He's now 3 of 7 at the free throw line already. Second technical, but Chapman spins it, bounces the ball once, twice, and nails it. And Lehman's up 15-10. Tell you what, Chuck, I can't hear myself thinking here. At Pickwick's Garber Gym, the sound reverberates like crazy. I'm not sure how the referees heard much of anything from the Newton bench.
I have no idea. Yeah. I didn't see anything. I didn't even know they had the tee until they went to the line.
Timeout called, 15-10 Lehman, 1:08 to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Lehman Catholic inbounds the basketball at midcourt, having scored the last 11 to lead by 5. Here's a long three, a deep one right side of the court for the Cavaliers. It's David Brunner, 6'2 senior forward, in off the bench. He missed it strong. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Lehman, and Newton will bring it down the floor. Interesting momentum shift in this game. Newton got off to a great start, led it 10-4. Lehman's answered well with 11 in a row. Here is a sloppy pass, but Newton out high. That's because Pride grabbed the guard Montgomery, and Newton will trigger it in play from right in front of the Lehman bench.
Yeah, I didn't even hear the whistle for the foul.
Yeah, I think I heard it. I thought maybe it was a Blue Jay.
Yeah. Well, that was the second foul on Duran Pride.
Yep.
So he's going to have to go sit.
Here is Newton inbounding right of the basket. Ball fed to the cutter down the lane, and he reaches in toward the rim. Carson Tucker, he's cracked on the wrist. Two shots for him. Good out of bounds set by Newton. Two free throws coming. A lot of foul shots so far in this game. 5 fouls on Newton, 3 on Lehman, plus a couple technical free throws. Shot by Lehman. Free throw by Newton is no good. It's short.
They're 0 for 3 at the line now.
Second shot coming for the Indians. Carson Tucker Swish! It's through. 15-11, Lehman before. Last 40 seconds, opening quarter of play. Dribbling up the left side of the floor. It is Carlisle to Brunner in the right corner, in the post to Chapman. Chapman on the arc to the three-point shooter, Lachey for Lehman. Hits the rim. Chapman tries to tip it toward the basket, and it goes out of bounds.
Lachey had a good look that time, just off the rim.
25.7 to go, opening period. Four-point lead for Lehman Catholic. 15-11. After Newton jumped on top quickly, 10-4. An 11-1 run by Lehman over the last 4 minutes. Newton's in a field goal drought right now. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. On the arc is Montgomery. Drives baseline left on top to Auburn. Chapman comes out to wave a hand at him. Shots off to the right. No good. Rebound Brunner of Lehman. And the first quarter comes to a close. Lehman Catholic 15, Newton 11 after one. It is round one, Pickwood D4 Boys Sectional on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, would you like an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market can get it done for you. This market's Chairman's Reserve meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. And the Anna Market's the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. We start the second quarter. Here is a drive from the right corner by Montgomery of Newton. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound down to Lehman, which leads 15-11, opening seconds, second quarter of play.
Carl, the biggest thing that technical did was now Newton's coach cannot stand up the rest of the game to coach.
Carlisle got away with a walk for Lehman, threw it near side on the plate to Lachey. Lachey on the bounce, Newton still in a stifling zone. Far right wing is Carlisle, air ball on a three. Weak side rebound, Brunner of Lehman, and it's knocked away by Auburn of Newton. Blistering pace down the floor. He glides into the lane, and he receives a chuck in the shoulder from a Lehman player while shooting. Two free throws coming for Auburn of the Indians, who trail by four. 53 seconds gone, second quarter. So many thanks to fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com as Auburn shoots and hits at the foul strike. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Gem of Rushi, 575 East Main. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will keep you moving forward. Auburn hits a pair, and it's 15-13. Lehman up two. Lehman into the half court. Pretty good defensive job so far on Donovan O'Leary of Lehman, but Newton, he touches the ball here, gives it up, gets it back, and throws it cross-court to Carlisle. Now Lachey has it. In the teeth of that zone is O'Leary. O'Leary spins, wants to go up for a jump shot. Newhouse whacks him on the hand.
Yeah, instead of putting it up towards the rim, he threw a pass.
And it was judged a pass by the official.
That's a correct call. He got left it off his feet, and then he threw the ball up towards the into the bench. So it's a non-shooting situation, and Lehman inbounds it between the rings to Lachey. Left corner Brunner, knocked out of bounds by Auburn. 6:35 to go, second quarter. Lehman 15, Newton 13. Looks like it's going to be a higher scoring game through four quarters than the meeting during the regular season when it was tied at 35 after 32 minutes. Baseline right, Brunner, good feed into the lane to Chapman. Little fadeaway seven-footer that only went 5 feet. Long rebound volleyball around to O'Leary. Far right corner to Carlisle on the arc to Lachey. Lehman retains the ball. Chapman shoots a three and pours it in. How about that? Justin Chapman popped outside, and he knocked it down from distance.
He's got 11 of their 18.
18-13, Lehman by 5. 5:59 to go here in the first half. Isolating Auburn, right side of the floor is Newton. Wants to drive on Chapman, ducks under him, squeezes off a short two. Backboard rim, missed it. Rebound, Lehman. Chapman outlet to Lachey. Right corner, Carlisle. Into the post to Chapman, rises up. He's strong on the six-footer. Weak side rebound, Brunner. Brunner to the rack, in for two. Indians bench not happy. A charge wasn't whistled. Seven-point lead, Lehman. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Here is Newton attacking right wing. It's Montgomery. Ball skip cross-court to Tucker. Now Montgomery, baseline left in a crowd. Out of Auburn, Lehman has done a real good job on the season high 15-point score for Newton, Harold Auburn. Ball thrown to midcourt. Quinn Peters tucks it under his arm. 4:58 to go, second quarter, 20-13 Lehman. Here's Montgomery, here's Peters into Newhouse, picked up by O'Leary. And O'Leary reaches around and just rips the ball right away. Up the floor to Brunner. Brunner for Lehman, baseline left. Back to O'Leary, shot fake. He's at the short corner. On the arc to Carlisle. Long three, yes! Daniel Carlisle hoisted in a skyscraper. Newton needs a timeout. Indians trail by 10. 4:30 left second quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Hey, don't forget your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center has got big savings on kitchen cabinets, half the price charged by the big box stores. And you get free granite countertops with the purchase of kitchen cabinets. 13 colors and styles from which to choose at the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Store, 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. And white and gray shaker cabinets in stock in about 3 weeks. They are beautiful. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, Newton needs a bucket, down 10, 4:24 to go here in the second quarter. Newton once led 10-4 in this game. Top of the circle, open player Peters. He arches a three. It rimmed. It lipped the iron and came out. Lehman's got the board. Tough luck shot by Peters of the Indians. Looked to be right spot on, but somehow spun away. Oh, dynamite pass by Lachey. High left. 25 feet from the rim, fired it to O'Leary. Great assist. He made the bunny, and it's 25-13 Lehman.
That's good to throw diagonal passes against a 1-3-1 zone.
Dribble drive by Peters to the foul line for Newton. Looked like a clean block on the play by Lehman, but it's ruled a two-shot foul, and the Cavaliers have something to gripe about. 3:48 to go here in the second. Lehman 25, Newton 13. Free throw, Newton's, Peters is good. Mark it down, biggest lead for Lehman
25-13 with 3:50 to play in the first half.
That was an 8-0 run that he just stopped with that free throw.
Second shot by Peters is perfect. He knocks down two. 25-15, Lehman on top by 10. Cavaliers midcourt. Down the left side comes Lachey to Carlisle. Back to Lachey. Deflected by Newton. Lehman on the recovery. Deep right corner, O'Leary. Goes short corner. Skips it cross court to Brenner. Out high to Lachey. Again, zone defense by Newton. And what's Lehman done to attack it, Chuck?
Well, they've been gone diagonal, but mostly what they're doing is getting the ball and then letting Chapman rebound the shots.
Here's O'Leary, cross court to Lachey. He's got a good look from 19, doesn't take it. Now Carlisle, back to Lachey, 25 feet out. Ball high overhead, hangs on, looks at the clock, 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Lehman 25, Newton 15. Cavaliers continue to take time off the scoreboard clock. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to O'Leary, far right wing. There's a deflected pass at midcourt. It slammed into backcourt. Lachey near the timeline got a hand in the face. Ball eventually knocked out of bounds by Newton.
Well, he tried to tap it down the side, down the court, down to Peters, but it was too far away from him.
2:40 to go, second quarter. Lehman 25, Newton 15, 16 fouls of Newton. Next one is the 1-1 for the Cavaliers. High right. Oh,
right there.
It is Lachey. There's that diagonal pass. He whistled one, a seed, a radar-like throw, a 25-foot one to Brunner, low on the left. Easy layup, nobody around. And the Indians attack right away, barreling in from the left flank. Offensive foul, though. It's a charge against the Indians, who trail 27-15.
Well, you talked about what one team was playing better at the end of the season than the other. It's showing right now. Lehman has a lot more confidence than Newton has.
And that diagonal pass about which you spoke worked on Lehman's last possession. Cavaliers lulled Newton to sleep.
Well, you got to, the bottom guy's got to come, on the wing has got to come out. If you don't come out, you're going to get an open three. If you do come out, they can throw the ball down to the block.
Carson Tucker is Newton's defender below the rim in the zone. And he is a 5'10 guard. Minute 56 left in the first half. 27-15 Lehman. Zone defense. Here's another diagonal pass. It ricochets off the shoulder of Brunner of Lehman and then hits Montgomery of Newton and falls out of bounds. Ball below the basket. Lehman will trigger it in. Deep right corner, Carlisle. Out between the circles to O'Leary. 1:45 to go, first half. Lehman up 12. O'Leary entered the paint and muffed it. Here comes Peters down the floor for Newton. Look at him go to work. Driving left-hand layup is a dandy. Nicely done by Peters.
Peters has 9 of their 17. He's playing pretty well.
27-17. Lehman up 10. Minute 25 to go, first half. Carlisle at the point, high right. Ball skipped near side to Lachey. Deep left corner, O'Leary. Goes baseline, herky-jerky move. And he lost the ball for the second straight trip. Here's Peters snarfing it up. Down the floor to a teammate. Baseline drive, but Newton right back on the arc to Peters. Hand off to Tucker. Tucker looks at the clock. A minute to go, first half. Newton down 10. Brunner is on Tucker between the Indians logo and center circle. That's the Piqua Indians logo. Ball thrown foul line to Newhouse. Newhouse whips it back out on the arc to Tucker. Newton runs offense, 38 seconds to go, first half. Not sure why they are being so patient, down 10.
Well, I'm not real sure. I don't think you hold it to the end, but
final half minute, first half of play. And from the bench, coaches for Newton are saying, get one, get one. Down to 19, 18, 17. Lehman 27, Newton 17. Final 14 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. 40 feet out, it's Peters. Starts a drive, gets a screen from Auburn. Peters in the lane, has a shot, blocked, deflected, out of bounds. With 4.6 to go, Newton will throw in. What a job the Lehman on Auburn of Newton, their leading scorer on the year.
He's got two free throws.
Inbounding below the basket is Newton. Top of the circle, Auburn. Auburn staggers down the lane. He's double-teamed. Looked like Brenner got all leather with a paw. Should have been a jump. It's ruled a foul. Auburn has bailed out. He goes to the stripe for two with 9/10 remaining in the first half. Lehman's bench not pleased at all.
That was a held ball and a really good defense by Brunner.
Free throw by Auburn. Front rim, backboard. He's got it. 27-18 in favor of Lehman. Again, just 0.9 to go here in the first half. Here's the second shot coming up by Auburn of the Newton Indians, and he cans it, and it's 27-19. Lehman in backcourt, Chapman with a long, long 75-foot heave, and it hit the backboard, the upper right corner of it, and the first half closes out with Lehman leading Newton by a score of 27-19 here at the intermission break. A lot more points scored than in the regular season meeting after two quarters. That game ended in a 35-35 regulation tie. Lehman's got 27 here after two periods this evening. I'd like to tell you all about Spherion. If you're looking for work, go to Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, applyohio.com, register today. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates. They earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion is in Sydney on Ohio Avenue. 20 other offices around the state, including Belfountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works, and it can work for you, too. 27-19, Lehman in the lead over Newton here at halftime. Another one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Realty 2000 Group, whether you're buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling or relocating here from outside the area, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market, second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Chuck McBee alongside with halftime stats. Lehman up 8 at the break.
Well, Lehman has a 14-7 rebounding advantage. Each team has 6 offensive rebounds. That would be something I would be talking to the Lehman kids about if I'd given up 6 offensive rebounds to Newton in the first half. 6 turnovers for the Cavaliers. Indians turned it twice. 4 of 8 from the free throw line, all by Justin Chapman for Lehman in the first half. Newton, 7 of 10. They scored individual scoring. Quinn Peters had 9. Tucker had 4. Auburn had 4 off in the free throw line, and Montgomery had 2. They scored 11 and 8, 19 for the first half. Lehman led by Chapman with 11. Then they got 5 from Lachey, 4 from Brunner, 3 from Carlisle, 2 each from O'Leary, and DeRon Pride. They scored 15 and 12, and they lead at 27-19 at the half.
Little run by Newton there late in the second quarter. Chuck got 4 straight points, once trailed by 12. Newton led early on 10-4. What a swing in this game. It was 27-15 Lehman. So Lehman had a surge there, outscoring Newton 23-5. And it seemed like it was that lopsided. for the latter part of the first quarter, first 5 minutes of the second, Newton could do nothing right. Even got a technical foul during that stretch. But Newton did close with a 4-0 run and has a chance to get right back in the thick of this game for sure.
Well, they shot the ball really well in the first half of the first quarter, cooled off, has something to do with that 6'8 kid in the middle. They have Trinidad not getting anything on the inside right now.
Newton, 10-12 on the year, plays in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Layman Catholic Cavaliers, 14-8 out of the Three Rivers Conference. That's our halftime report. 27-19 Layman over Newton. A report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back to Garber Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 27-19, Lehman leads Newton. About a half minute away from the start of our third quarter. Don't forget the 2023 Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle takes place during Liberty Days in July in Fort Loramie. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 2,000 tickets to be sold, 80 prizes, 4% chance to win, attendance not required, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle, flathleticboosters.com/raffle. It will be Lehman Catholic basketball. We start play here in the third. Newton dropped in the last 4 points of the second quarter to cut a 12-point deficit down to 8. That's where we are now. 27-19 in favor of Lehman. And we start the third quarter of action. Lehman handling the ball in the arc. Defensive intensity for Newton picks up. Here's a deflected pass. Ball thrown on top of Lehman to Carlisle. Into the lane, O'Leary to Carlisle, out back to Lachey. Lehman would like to involve O'Leary a little more in the offense. Here's DeRon Pride in the left corner, and he gets a knee in the thigh from a defensive player from Newton.
You got to move your feet. He just stuck a leg out.
Possession for Lehman, left to the rim.
Hudson Montgomery plays his fourth.
Officials urging head coach Gavin Spindler of Newton to get back.
They're telling him he has to sit because he got a technical. He's not allowed to stand.
Here is a loose ball thrown inbounds on the play, and it rolls into backcourt. Touch last by whom?
Oh. It was touched by Lachey. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow.
No.
That call was badly blown. You won't see one missed worse than that.
Bad call.
And it's Lehman Catholic possession. It was clearly last touch by Lehman.
I marked a turnover down for him.
Yeah, here's Lehman attacking. Baseline left at Chapman. Leans in and banks it down from 7 feet. And it's 29-19. Lehman benefiting from the officiating miscue. Just a real bad call. Everybody here at the Pickwell Garber Gym saw it. And I thought Newton might get another tech. Outside the arc on the right, it is Quinn Peters for Newton. Enters the lane area. O'Leary blocked it. Loose ball below the rim. Deflection off Newhouse. Out of bounds to Lehman. Well, the official changes it and gives it to Newton.
I just marked another turnover. So we're even on turnovers.
Baseline left to the rim. Ball lobbed into the middle of Newhouse to Auburn. Auburn's cracked on the wrist by Chapman. Chapman got him real good. He tagged him hard. Auburn couldn't score from darn near point-blank range, but he earns two free throws.
That's second foul on Chapman. He's okay.
Hey, that was a technical!
29-19, 10-point lead for Lehman. 6:50 left to go, third quarter. A free throw by Auburn. It hits every inch of the rim and rolls around and goes down through the cylinder.
You don't usually see it go around the rim like that. Hit the backboard and then go in, but a shooter's touch.
Second shot, Harold Auburn. Front rim, backboard, front rim and off. Does he have a field goal in this game, Chuck?
He's got three.
3 points?
Are you talking about
field goal for Auburn?
Oh, no, no. He's at another 5 free throws.
That's what I thought. Not a bucket in this game for the leading scorer on the year for Newton, Harold Auburn. One for two at the stripe last trip. 29-20, Lehman ball at midcourt.
Every time he turns a corner, there's 6'8 standing there. That's the problem.
Here is Auburn guarding Lachey out of the arc. Baseline right, it goes to De'Ron Pride. Into the post to Chapman. Oh, Newhouse gets a fist on it, steers it away. Quickly down the floor, Peters. He launches and hits for Newton. A trifecta. 29-23, Newton within six. Trailed by 14 with about 90 seconds to go in the first half. Here is a hack at midcourt on Newton. Pressure applied. But Ty Schauer, 5'6 junior guard.
He got his arm. There's no doubt. Look, sitting right here looking at it.
We are amongst the crowd.
And they don't care for it on this side.
We are three rows up right in amongst the general public, which paid to see this game. So every now and then you will hear people crying about calls.
I'm going to start yelling for security here in a minute.
Yep. Newton just clamped down, committed another foul on the arm of a layman player.
It was a foul. I don't understand what anybody's complaining about.
Sure was. Three on Newton here in this half. 6-point lead, Layman. Baseline left, O'Leary. O'Leary, dipsy-do underneath, scores. Wow. Sharp move by O'Leary. Quickly down the floor, Newton. Foul line, Jay Montgomery, short. Long rebound, O'Leary. Here comes Layman, up 8, 31-23. After Newton had trimmed it to 6, 29-23. Deep right corner to Ron Pride. He started to go too fast. Didn't get his foot down. That's a travel.
And he is so athletic. He just really needs to spend all summer working on his skills.
5 minutes, 32 seconds to go. Third quarter. Newton trailed by as many as 14. Now it's 8. Auburn's got the ball right corner, works around Chapman, who's got two fouls. Auburn below the basket, lowers the shoulder, barges right through O'Leary. Offensive foul, the football. O'Leary used to taking charges. Three on Auburn of Newton.
Yeah, I don't know where he thought he was going that time.
5 minutes and 16 seconds to go here in the third. Lachey's got the ball right corner to Pride. Pride's bump, no call. He's double-teamed. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to O'Leary. Drives into the lane. Hand off to Pride at the short corner. Out back to Chapman for three. Wide right. Rebound batted by O'Leary to side court. Newton gathered it, but a toe was on the stripe.
He did. A lot of help from the layman bench.
4 minutes, 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Layman 31, Newton 23. O'Leary inbounding right alongside head coach Pat Carlisle.
I think Newton will take the 6'8 kid all day shooting threes.
Yes. Here is Lachey, deep right corner, Pride. He's crowded as he dribbles toward the baseline, ran out of space. In fact, there was not enough real estate to maneuver, and he might have put the shoe on the boundary.
They said he stepped out of bounds on the sideline.
4:40 left to go, third quarter. A few turnovers each way in the last minute. Here is Tucker at guard for Newton. Throws into the post to Newhouse, back to the basket. Dribble drive into the lane area, goes Schauer for Newton. And the ball is ripped away by Layman, but Schauer gets it back out of trouble on the arc to a teammate, Peters. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Peters shake and bake, pull up at the elbow. Oh, tough luck. In and out, in and out. Rattled, wouldn't go in. O'Leary got the rebound for Layman. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Layman 31, Newton 23. Here's O'Leary, double-teamed. Newton clawing, scrapping, fouling. Good call by the official. 31-23. Layman in the lead. And we have a timeout called by Newton. Newton bench hot. Thought an Indian player struck the ball loose, but foul was whistled. We'll take a break.
It was a foul.
Midway through the third, Layman 31, Newton 23. Hotly contested game here at Pickwa's Garber Gym on scores, broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
It is Lehman basketball in the half court. Ball pitched into backcourt to Lachey. He's doubled at the timeline. Whips a pass down low on the left to Chapman. Chapman reaches in, sticks one in off the backboard. He's got two more. Pressure out front. As Newton overplayed, Lehman took advantage, found Chapman. Here's a ball kicked by Newton in the half court. It's loose. Bride's got it. Outlet to O'Leary. O'Leary with a one-hand flush at the other end. He blew it. Loose ball rebound. Gobbled up near the top of the circle by Lehman. Layup by Pride is good. Newton fans going crazy. Thought a Newton player was hammered there at midcourt on the loose ball. Lehman has bolted out to a 12-point lead, 35-23. Here is a foul against Chapman, number three, as Peters took it right at him down the right side of the lane. In the act of shooting, two free throws coming.
Nope, there's a ball on the floor.
It's ruled to be out of bounds, baseline right of the rim. Chapman hangs in.
Only the second team foul.
Oh, thought he got two a little while ago. 3:08 to go here in the third. Ball lobbed in play, but Newton deflected, hauled in by Lachey of Lehman, which has a chance to restore its biggest lead, 14. They go down low to Chapman around Newhouse, missed the gimme, got the ball back, it flew out of his hand. Here comes Newton down the floor. It is Shower in the left corner. 5'6 junior in off the bench, gave it to Peters. Peters has got to do his thing. Obert back on the floor with three fouls. 12-point game. Lehman in the lead. 2:41 left. We make a correction. Only two fouls on Chapman, not three. Here's a defensive foul on Pride of Lehman. Hand check against the Newton player, Carson Tucker. 2:31 to go, third quarter, 35-23. Lehman in the lead. Brunner in for Deron Pride for Lehman.
And that was his third foul.
Inbounding about to 10 feet from midcourt is Shower for Newton. On top to Tucker, left side Peters. It's a screen from Auburn. Tucker fires a three, or I should say Peters fires a three. No good, high off the back brace. Rebound into the hands of O'Leary of Lehman. But Newton made a charge, cut it to 29-23. Lehman's answer was six in a row. Here's a long left corner shot by Carlisle. It is off the flange. Rebound kicks out of bounds, deflected by Newton. 2:03 to go, third quarter. Lehman up 12, 35-23. Lehman on a 6-0 run in the last 2 minutes plus. Ball lobbed into Chapman. Good play by Newhouse. Newhouse got a mitt on it and hammered the ball out of bounds.
He did a nice job, kind of like a defensive back. He waited for Chapman to come down, and then he stuck a hand in.
Yep. Deep left corner, Carlisle for Lehman. Rotates it near side to Brunner. Now Carlisle on the arc, left corner Chapman, thought about driving, fed it back to O'Leary. He goes baseline, around a man, laid it up short. I think we got Chapman on the back for number three. And if my counting is correct, that is at least three on Chapman. With a minute 46 to go in the third quarter, and Lehman up 12, 35-23. Newton's not scored in nearly 4 minutes.
They hit a three early. That was it.
That got it to six at 29-23. They've been shut out since. Lehman up a dozen. Auburn's got to get going for Newton. Hits Peters in the lane. Fadeaway 14-footer. Hit the back brace. Good rebound by Newhouse. High off the backboard, no good. Rebound saved on the play by Newton. Baseline, left-hand jumper by Shower. Skimmed off the rim. And Lehman's got the weak side board. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. 35-23 Lehman. There's a poke away by Newhouse in the post. It goes out of bounds to Lehman. Far side of the floor, it's Donovan O'Leary triggering it to Chapman in the deep left corner. Thought about chucking up the three, didn't. Fed it back to Carlisle. Now O'Leary, Carlisle, deep left corner, into the post to Chapman. Wheels and deals on Newhouse. On the arc to Lachey. High arching three, short. Good hustle, rebound by Oberne. Backed it away from Chapman. Oberne down the right side. Stops his dribble. Goes straight away to Peters. 40 seconds to go in the third. Newton down 12. Peters near midcourt. On the bounce. Gets a high screen from Oberne. Around it. Foul line. Shoots over Chapman. Short. Chapman garners the board for Lehman. 24 seconds to go. Third quarter. Lehman up 12. 35-23. Timeline. Lachey for Lehman. Bothered by Schauer. Here's a kick on the play by Newton as Lehman gets a timeout. Timeout Cavaliers will take a break. 14 ticks to go in the third. Lehman up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Final 14.8 here in the third. Lehman 35, Newton 23. Lehman inbounds into backcourt to Lachey. Lachey to the timeline, picked up by Peters. Straight away to O'Leary, 8 to play. Back to Lachey, 35 feet out. Now 20 feet out, finds Chapman for the dunk. Chapman for the dunk. 2-1, Peters midcourt, no. Slam dunk by Chapman of Lehman, which ends the third quarter with a big exclamation mark. Authority. 14-point lead Lehman has been reestablished. We'll come back for the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Hey, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney on West Michigan has a big blowout sale going on now. Inventory, fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. West Michigan in Sydney. That Newton's got to get going. Oberne, Peters and company need to strike a positive chord and generate some points. How many did Newton get in the third, Chuck?
They got outscored 10-4.
37-23 Lehman. It was 29-23 at one point. Newton had trimmed the deficit down to 6. And then Lehman went on a run of 8-0 over the last 4 minutes of the third quarter play. Here's a drive by Oberne. Oberne cradles the ball under his arm, tries to sneak in along the left lane line, and he is belted in the act of shooting. Couple shots here for Oberne. All he's gotten, what, free throws in this game? That's it?
He's 5 of 6 from the free throw line.
Leading scorer on the year for Newton does not have a field goal in this game, and that is the biggest key to the score right now. Free throw by Oberne is good. Second shot by him lifts the iron. Rebound Chapman. 37-24 Lehman. Oberne about 15 points a game on the year. He has been stopped cold from the floor. by Lehman defensively. Deep right corner, Lachey. His pass for Chapman deflected. Newton steals. It's Auburn out in front. Fires it down the court to a teammate. Stolen by O'Leary. Long lead out to Lachey. Layup at the other end. Yes! Biggest lead for Lehman, 15. 39-24. Here is Newton, baseline drive. Carson Tucker, hand check by Lehman. It's a foul. Five on each team. 7:09 to go here in the fourth. 15-point lead, Lehman. Inbounding, baseline left. Is Tucker. Tucker to Auburn. Auburn's got to adjust his shot. He's tried many times to alter his delivery. Does it again around Chapman. Can't get it to go. Rebound Lehman.
If you've got your back to the basket and flip it up over your head from 12 feet, you're probably not going to score.
Very bad pass in the Lehman half court by O'Leary. Peters on the run. Peters top of the circle. Peters down the lane to the rack. Good. What a play by Peters. Took it 65 feet.
He's got 14 of their 26.
Motored all the way to the rim. 39-26 Lehman. Long pass, Brunner, left corner. Sets and shoots the three. Overshot it. Weak side rebound, Pride, no good. It was a gimme. Couldn't get it to fall. Got the rebound, though. Fed it to Chapman. Chapman in the lane. He might have lowered the boom, and he did. Foul number four on Justin Chapman. Seven. 6:21 to go here in the fourth. Chapman's got a sit for Lehman. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers have Brunner, O'Leary on the floor at the moment, along with Lachey and Carlisle. Chapman on the bench. Here is Newton throwing to the post to Newhouse, and Dayron Pride grabs him from the backside.
And now it's turning into a foul fest.
Yep, that's 18 fouls on Lehman in less than 10 minutes of the second half. One and one for Newhouse.
Well, Newhouse was 0 for 2 in the first half. He wasn't even close.
6 minutes, 13 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. A couple of big foul shots here. Of course, Newhouse needs to make the first to get the second. Foul shooting for Newton has been erratic at best. Newhouse connects, 39-27. Peters, a real good three-point shooter. Auburn yet to score from the floor. Auburn can line it up. Peters already has for Newton. They need to generate offense down the stretch, that's for sure. Second shot by Newhouse is strong. Hits the back rim, goes up in the air, and plummets right down through. 39-28. Here's a bad pass into the stands. Caught by Chuck McBee right next to me. Way to go, Chuck.
Nothing but hands.
Yeah. Nothing but hands, he says.
As long as I'm not moving.
As we talk to the crowd here at the Pickwick Garbery Gym, 5:58 to go, fourth quarter, 39-28 Lehman. Pride with the ball in the arc, hand off to O'Leary near midcourt. Five team fouls on Newton. O'Leary's doubled, gets it to Carlisle in the left corner, back to O'Leary. O'Leary is tightened up on defense by a couple of Newton players. They pry the ball free. It's rolling. Touched by Lehman, and it goes out of bounds.
Lehman's got to make a decision now how long they keep Chapman out. They're still up 11, so there's not panic time yet.
Here comes Newton's Montgomery to midcourt. Off to Peters. Newhouse, foul line. They look inside for Auburn. O'Leary's on him. Here's a baseline drive. Oh, what a play by Montgomery. Hudson Montgomery, 5'10", senior guard for Newton, blistered his way along the baseline to the left of the rim, carved out a nice opening and scored quickly down the floor. Lehman, here's a short bank shot. Good by Carlisle. Newton pressured near midcourt.
Great pass.
Lehman took advantage. Fine assist. 41-30, Lehman. There's Auburn on the arc. O'Leary almost stole it. Auburn dribbles left side of the lane, spins, ducks under, overshoots against O'Leary. Rebound pinballed around. Carlisle's got it for Lehman. 4:51 to go in the game. Lehman up 11. That last two-pointer, but Lehman was big. Newton had cut it to 9. Here's Lachey on the arc. Throws it to O'Leary, 35 feet from the rim. And we've got a foul, an aggressive one, by Carson Tucker of Newton. It's common. Ball out of bounds to Lehman.
He got hit in the nose. He's got a nosebleed.
And Carson Tucker a little shaken up on the play. Boy, this game has been extremely rough and physical here tonight at Pickwa's Garber Gym. Getting set to inbound the basketball is Lehman. Ball thrown in, far right wing to O'Leary. O'Leary out back, thought about shooting the three, didn't. Gave it up to Lachey, back to O'Leary. O'Leary, high point, left of the circle, goes to the foul line. Stumbled, walked, no call, got a break. 4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Lehman up 41-30. Cavaliers playing keep away at this minute. Double team comes. Runner's got it right corner. Throws it cross court. Deflected on the play. Shower on a steal. And then a sleight of hand maneuver taken away by Lachey of Lehman. Down the floor to Pride. Lehman had it stolen. Stole it right back. Here's O'Leary. Powering down the paint. Missed a six-footer. Rebound below the rim. Scrum for it. Newhouse has it. Foul. Lehman. 1-1 coming for Newton, which trails 41-30.
It has become an incredibly ragged game right now.
Yep. Rough and tumble for sure. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, one of our new sponsors. 40 years doing business at 15 Elm Street, Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, as Newhouse misses the front end of the 1-1, and Newton stabs it out of bounds. Lehman up 11, 3:42 to go in the game. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Fouled her midcourt against Newton. That's 7, 1-1 for Donovan O'Leary of the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, who've maintained the lead between 9 and 12 for the bulk of this second half. It's now 11, 41 to 30. Newton did get it to 9. Got it to 6 at one point. 29-23 late in the, what was that, second quarter when it was 29-23?
I think it was the third quarter.
Third quarter, you're right, early third. Then Lehman finished with a flourish at the end of the third. And now it's up to 12 again as O'Leary drops in the foul shot. Second one by Donovan O'Leary. Trying to push the spread to 13. No good off the heel. Long rebound to Peters. Peters head of the key for the Newton Indians. Here comes the double team. Brunner on him along with Lachey. Hand off to Montgomery. Got a shower. Far left flank. Ball thrown into the lane to Auburn. Oh, he can't buy one here tonight. His shot is short. But he is pinched on the arm. Pride got him a thing. Two free throws for Auburn, who has not made a field goal in this game. Leading scorer on the year for Newton has been shut out from the floor. Free throw is swished. He does have a handful of free throws.
He has 7.
42-31, Lehman. 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. That shot short, but crawls over, and it's good. 42-32. Lehman ahead with 10. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the fourth. Here come the Cavaliers, slowly but surely walking the ball to the timeline. Cross court to O'Leary, right flank Brunner. Zips it far side of the floor to Carlisle. Chapman still on the bench with 4 fouls. Center circle, Lachey. Lachey on the bounce against Peters. Peters tried to reach in, get the tie-up. Lehman got a timeout before the tie-up did occur. We'll keep it right here, let you know about one of our outstanding sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We say hello to the folks from Mutual Federal, new underwriting sponsor. Thank you, Mutual Federal, located in Sydney, Pickwin, Troy, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Realty 2000 Group, South Main in Sydney, also a brand new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And in addition, we say hello to Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. For a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It's got to be trusted by its customers. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Allen Ball is independent, offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Ohio Mutual retains that small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call, 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. Trust and count on AllenBallInsurance.com, A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. Foul on Newton at the stripe, 1-1. It is O'Leary for Lehman. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter, 10-point game, 42-32. O'Leary swishes. It's back to 11, 43-32 Cavaliers. Second shot upcoming by O'Leary. He'll try to make it 12, and he does. 12-point contest, 44-32, Lehman in the lead. He'll have a short wrap-up to this game and then return several minutes later with our pregame before Bodkins and Riverside. Harold Oberne just got his first field goal of the night for Newton. Very adept drive. He's got a lot of skill. Found an opening down the right side of the lane. Went to the basket, kissed it in off the window. 44-34 in favor of Lehman. 2:06 to go in the fourth. Out near midcourt, Lachey falls down. Oberne fouled him. That's at least four on him. Four fouls on Oberne. And at the free throw line, Lachey for Lehman to try to push it right back to a dozen again. Was it just me, Chuck, or is this second half taken an eternity?
No, it's taken an eternity. It's 7-10.
Is that what it is? This game started at what? Six.
Six.
So with 20 minutes between games, we won't get the second contest underway till probably about 7:40. Free throw is in and out. No good. It was the 1-on-1. Rebound by Newton. Quickly down the floor. Montgomery drives into the lane. Flings it up with the left hand. Missed it. Overshot it. Weak side rebound to Lehman, which leads by 10, 44-34. Lehman won the regular season match, 48-41 in overtime. We've got a 10-second call on Lachey of Newton in backcourt, and that seemed like about 7 seconds, maybe eight.
I'll give him eight.
Seemed quick. Lehman not saying too much. Up 10, a minute 42 to go. Here's a weave at the timeline. Handoff on the play to Oberne and Newton. Indians have got to go. Oberne streaks down the left side of the lane. A runner, too hard. Rebound, Chapman, foul against Newton. Clock stops, a minute 29 to go. Lehman in the lead by 10. At the close of the game, we'll hear from Clancy's and Knox Machinery. And then we'll take a 7 to 10 minute break. Return online with game two, Riverside and Botkins. Free throw by Chapman. He drains it. 45-34. Lehman ahead by 11. Second shot, Chapman is in and out, curled around. Newhouse snatched the board for Newton. Up the floor to Peters. Peters stops and pops short from 17. Rebound ricochets to Lachey. Backcourt to O'Leary. Lehman up 11. 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lachey's got an open shot, but he retreats, backs it out. Clock winding down, ball thrown right corner, but Lehman over guarding foul against Newton. And we will go to the stripe here. Chapman again will shoot for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
Justin Chapman at the line for Lehman.
Double bonus, that's 10 on Newton. Chapman aims and strokes it down. He's really picked it up at the free throw line for Lehman. He's probably nearing, what, the 20-point mark, Chuck?
Is it 19?
19, and there's 20. That one shook in the cylinder for a second and went right down through. 47-34, Lehman. Left corner, Tucker, baseline for Newton. On the arc to Peters. Peters dives into the lane. That's a mismatch. Chapman all over him, and Chapman ripped it away. Foul at midcourt on Newton. Lachey will shoot the double bonus for Lehman Catholic.
Fouls on Ty Shower.
Hey, don't forget, there's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Pickwa, and Troy. We've got what you need, whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking. Let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services to manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Pickwa, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Biggest lead of this game for Lehman, 49-34 on two free throws. 34 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Just inside the foul line, fadeaway jump shot by Tucker of Newton. It circles out, rebound Lehman. 25 ticks to go. I don't think Newton will foul. Here is Lehman to midcourt. The official sees that subs are waiting to get in. Might not have gotten on the court otherwise.
That's very nice.
So he toots the whistle. Horn blows. Changes are made. 15-point lead Lehman. 20.7 to go here in the fourth. Again, a very short wrap-up here for this game. We'll hear from Clancy's and Knox Machinery. They then go offline, back online in several minutes prior to the Botkins Riverside start. Botkins won the regular season contest by 15, 61, 46. Lehman's going to win it. 4 seconds to go. Lehman's up 15, 49, 34. All over for the second time this year. Lehman Catholic downs Newton. Beat him 48-41 early in the year in overtime. Lehman wins tonight 49-34. First round of the sectional. Lehman will come back on Tuesday night to play the winner of her second game between Botkins and Riverside. Once more, so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including a host from around Sydney and throughout Shelby County. We give gratitude to Burke Petroleum in Minster, Mutual Federal, a division for First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Pickwa, and Troy, Mutual Federal in those three locations, a new underwriting sponsor. Thanks as well on scoresbroadcast.com to Victorious Health and Wellness in McCartyville, Spherion Staffing and Recruiting, Ohio Avenue in Sydney, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, and Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and other Ohio cities and six states. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Lehman victorious by 15 as Newton really couldn't make a serious run at him in the second half. Got it to 9 once in the fourth. Had it to 6 briefly early third. And Lehman just too much size. And boy, did the Cavaliers ever put the clamps on Auburn. Newton, leading scorer on the year.
Yep.
Finally got a field goal late in this game, and that was it, just one.
Well, going against 6'8 will do that to you. Individual scoring for Newton, they were led by Peters with 14, and then Auburn had 10. He had one basket in the fourth quarter and 8 free throws. On the other side, Chapman had 20 and then dropped down to Lachey had 9 and O'Leary had 7.
Second game coming up shortly, Bodkins Riverside. That's it for game one. Thanks to our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 49-34. Lehman defeats Newton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.